Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Komik Superman adalah komik seri superhero terpanjang dalam sejarah. Baru-baru ini di Washington DC, perpustakaan terbesar di dunia, The Library of Congress, dan DC Entertainment mengadakan perayaan 80 tahun komik Superman. Diawali dengan acara panel diskusi bersama dua penulis legendaris DC Comics, Paul Levitz dan Dan Jurgens, diikuti meet and greet serta penandatanganan komik. Diperlihatkan juga buku edisi spesial 80 tahun Superman, yang menampilkan karya-karya penulis legendaris Superman lainnya, juga menampilkan tulisan esai dari Paul Levitz. Penggemar komik pun menyambut gembira acara ini.
I think it's great that they decided to put this thing together, and I think it's great that they recognize this event.
Termasuk Aldi, seorang warga Indonesia dari Jakarta yang sedang berkunjung ke Washington DC.
Iya, kebetulan saya lagi ada di Washington DC. Kebetulan saya juga bawa bukunya, karena emang mau pergi ke Awesome Con weekend ini. Jadi ya, mudah-mudahan bisa ditandatangani.
Di acara tersebut, VOA juga berkesempatan melakukan wawancara bersama Paul Levitz dan Dan Jurgens. Waktu ditanya, apa yang membuat Superman begitu digemari, kata Paul Levitz.
To me, the story of the superhero is the idea that we all have gifts, we all have powers, and it's what we choose to do with our powers and abilities that matter. And I think Superman is this wonderful fairy tale, if you will, of if you could do almost anything in the world, wouldn't it be wonderful if someone who had that gift would choose to be that good a person and would do all these good things.
Mantan presiden DC Comics Paul Levitz bilang, kisah Superman adalah dongeng yang bagus, yang juga mengingatkan kita bahwa betapa baiknya jika seseorang yang memiliki kelebihan memilih untuk menggunakannya untuk hal yang baik. Sementara kalau menurut Dan Jurgens, penulis legendaris yang terkenal dengan karyanya The Death of Superman di tahun 90-an dan menciptakan karakter Doomsday, serta menulis serial action komik Superman Rebirth hingga edisi ke-1000 yang beredar di pertengahan bulan April ini, yang membedakan Superman dengan superhero lainnya adalah
I think there are a couple of things, and one of them is that he does not wear a mask, and I think that's what makes him different from say Batman, that there is an openness to him, and I think that's part of what makes him work by just not wearing a mask. I think he inspires people more with that sense of moral integrity and hope. And this idea that we can all aspire to be something else. And it's because what we see in Superman, I think, especially when the story is done properly, is this idea that we see him smile. We see the grimness of them trying to overcome the criminal or the bad guy and conquer the problem. But with Superman, I think that when it's done right, every now and then the story ends with him smiling. And that's what we don't get in a lot of other characters.
Kata Dan Jurgens, ada beberapa kelebihan kisah Superman dibanding yang lainnya. Salah satunya adalah dia tidak menggunakan topeng dan memperlihatkan keterbukaan. Hal ini bisa lebih menginspirasi seseorang dari segi moral, integritas, dan harapan. Selain itu ada ciri khas dari Superman. Di setiap akhir cerita, setelah menyelesaikan masalah, ia pasti tersenyum. Di usianya yang ke-80, keragaman dalam komik Superman semakin terasa dengan hadirnya Superman baru dari Tiongkok. Nah, bagaimana tanggapan dari para fans Superman?
You know, I think... It's good to emphasize diversity. There was a recent thing where Superman said, "I'm not an American citizen, I'm a citizen of the world."
I think it's fantastic. I mean, for a while there, especially in the 90s, it got a little dark and gritty, and now it just seems like there are opportunities just all over the world, and everyone is hopeful in all of these iterations, and it's just very cool to see.
I mean, I've only seen a little bit of it, and I think it's fascinating. I mean, I love the fact that this is going international, and that we are not just in this American Superman anymore.
Ternyata tanggapan dari para fans sangat positif ya. Kira-kira apakah akan ada pahlawan super dari Indonesia untuk DC Comics nanti? Waktu ditanya, Paul Levitz bilang,
I would assume so. You know, the world is getting smaller and smaller. And Indonesia, an enormous vibrant culture. It's one of the most populated countries in the world. It's got great ancient history. That's rich material for somebody to work with. One of these mornings, some writer is going to wake up and say, "We haven't used that. This will give me something fresh to play with."
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
The Voice of America.
VOA. VOA Executive Lounge tanpa dirasa sudah tiba waktunya kami berdua pamit langsung dari Washington DC.
Iya, jangan lupa untuk menyimak terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa diakses melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Juga kunjungi Facebook kami untuk berita-berita terbaru, Twitternya ya, terus Instagram @voarantau.
Iya, baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington DC, saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Aryona Arifin mengucapkan sampai jumpa lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye.